Flanked by education and law enforcement representatives, Bashir, a Democrat and candidate for governor in 2019, said the unanimous 7-0 opinion blocking this year's hard-fought pension reforms was a landmark win.
This case wasn't close. That this legislature and this governor violated their oath to uphold the Constitution, and that's a very serious thing.
The state's highest court struck down the changes, citing procedure, one that Republicans argue has been used to pass many bills over the years. Governor Matt Bevin acknowledged Senate Bill 151 would not, on its own, have turned the pension system around, but he said it would have stopped the bleeding.
This problem still exists. It's now worse than it was a few hours ago. It hasn't gotten better. There's no cause for celebration. It may, in someone's estimation, help them politically, but it's screwing Kentucky.
The reforms, moving future teachers into less generous benefit packages, among other changes, sparked large-scale protests at the Capitol earlier this year. And Kentucky Education Association head Stephanie Winkler says while teachers want to be part of a solution, they'll keep the pressure on in 2019.
Mark my words, be assured that teachers are going to be on the ball. They will be paying attention if and when such a type of bill is ever tried to be passed again.
As for Governor Bevin's expectations for the new year, he told reporters he expects to see, quote, no less than the initial effort that was made to give us a chance to save this pension system. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.